Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. This is what the Lord says again. This is Jeremiah's prophecy. He says, "We're not to learn the ways of the nations. Oh, how difficult this is for us to do. Because we see the ways of this world, we see the pomp and circumstance, we see the power and we want it. We're not to learn those ways. We're not to be terrified of signs in the sky, though everyone else is terrified by them, because God will keep us. People make a worthless idol, they cut down a tree, they make it into a shape, give it silver and gold. It stands up for them to worship, but it cannot speak and it cannot walk. It can do no harm and it can do no good either. It's just a thing. It's just a thing that somebody has made, some person has made. But God, there is no one like the Lord. He is great. His name is mighty and in power, and everyone should revere him. For the Christian who is trusting in the eternal God, nothing should make them afraid because of who they're trusting in. When we feel fearful, when we feel worried, it's because somehow we've got our eyes off the Lord and the other thing seems too big, but nothing is too big for the Lord. So the Christian is not terrified by anything, even signs in the skies. Whereas the unbelieving person who trusts in other things, makes idols, they will be terrified because they know that their idol is just made out of wood or a metal. There is no one like the Lord. Everything else is senseless and foolish. People who follow the idols, who follow false practices, are also senseless and foolish. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the eternal King. Everyone should trust in him because he is real, and he is the one who holds all these things in his hands. When he is angry, the earth trembles, and nations cannot endure his wrath. So he is the one that we should trust in and revere. So let us think of how great the Lord is. His name is mighty and powerful, and he is the one that we should be trusting in. For his ways are not our ways. His ways are not the ways of the world. And he will bring all things to pass according to his purposes. He does not depend on any person or any other entity. He is the only true and living God, eternal. He never had a beginning and he never has an end. And he is the one who is worthy of all our worship.